a patient name, first name Donis, spelled D-O-N-N-I-S, last name Muskite, M-U-S-K-I-E-T, date of birth 8/12/48, date of service 6/26/23. This is a 74-year-old female patient. Here today, she's been experiencing some dizziness off and on. Apparently, she had this a year ago as well. She went to her primary care physician. They'd given her a medication for the dizziness. I believe it was Antivert. We will re-prescribe that again to her today. She's feeling well. Her blood pressure is elevated today. She continues to tell me that at home her blood pressure runs systolic in the 130s. However, today it is 165 over 84. She has no symptom, no headache, no blurred vision. She tells me that she experiences a lot of anxiety when she's got to get into her vehicle and drive to a doctor's office. She attributes the elevation in her blood to her blood pressure for that reason. I've asked her specifically in the last couple of days, has she monitored her blood pressure at home, and she gives me an affirmative answer that indeed it has been in the lower 130s systolic. Period, new paragraph. Pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenating well at 97%, current weight 226, allergies to codeine and penicillin. Current medications all reviewed in the chart. She is taking metoprolol 50 on a daily basis, formerly on hydrochlorothiazide as well, but now she is being managed by her primary care physician. I've advised her that I want her to return to her primary care physician for another follow-up. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, anxiety, migraines. Period, new paragraph. Surgical history, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, obese, no distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears are all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. There is no JVD. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan of vertigo. She's had just intermittent episodes over the last 2 days. She's out of her Antivert. She wants a refill of that. Period, new paragraph. We will accommodate that request. So for vertigo, Antivert 25 milligrams PO3 times daily as needed, number 30. Patient will return to her primary care physician for follow-up.